Hi, everybody. This is Atrevida, and welcome to Conversations on a Tightrope. And I'm sure you've been having a wonderful 4th of July weekend. This is, it was kind of rainy this morning and a little scary with the thunder and lightning, but I think you'll have probably a nice day tomorrow. I sure hope you will. Being this is July 3rd and tomorrow's the big day, I wanted to devote this show to a little bit of some historical facts on the American Revolution and the 4th of July, and celebrate really all of the Americans in our country that make it so great. So I would like to talk a little bit about history, and also play some music for each group of Americans that contributes to our great country. So far, I was looking in Googling everything, and my history is so bad, I have to tell you. It's kind of like was really great getting all of this knowledge. And one of the first things for the 4th of July was the Second Continental Congress. And of course, I said to myself, okay, I need to look that up. And it says here that times had taken a sharp turn for the worse, and Lexington and Concord had changed everything. When the Redcoats fired into the Boston crowd in 1775, the benefit of the doubt was granted. Now the professional Imperial Army was attempting to arrest Patriot leaders, and Minutemen had been killed in their defense. In May 1775, with Redcoats once again storming Boston, the Second Continental Congress convened in Philadelphia. The questions were different this time. First and foremost, how would the colonists meet the military threat of the British? It was agreed that a Continental Army would be created. The Congress commissioned George Washington of Virginia to be the supreme commander, who chose to serve without pay. How would supplies be paid for? The Congress authorized the printing of money. Before the leaves had turned, Congress had been appointed a standing committee to conduct relations with foreign governments should the need ever rise to ask for help. No longer was the Congress dealing with mere grievances. It was a full-fledged governing body. It seems to me that must have been quite a responsibility, because now they were going to be governing themselves. The first thing I would like to mention is that in our country, we celebrate so many different ethnic groups, and often we have parades. We call them Italian-American parades, Irish-American parades, Latin-American parades, and that always kind of ticked me off a little bit, because I love celebrating all of the different ethnicities in our country. However, why do we not call it the American Italian parade, or the American Irish parade, or the American Latino parade, the American Asian? And let us unite ourselves with that very first word, American, and then celebrate all the rich cultures we have. And we would feel more united using the word American first, and then appreciating everybody's culture. So I would like to change everything. I would like people to kind of think about that. And instead, of the next parade comes around, instead of saying it's an Italian-American parade, say, oh, this is the American-Italian parade we're going to have. And let's see if we can, just through changing the words around, maybe we can try and bring together more of our commonality than our differences. Now, I have here something that I wanted to bring in the American Indians, the American Native Americans east of the Mississippi River were affected by the war, and many communities were divided over the question of how to respond to the conflict. Though a few tribes were on friendly terms with the Americans, most Native Americans opposed the United States as a potential threat to their territory. Approximately 13,000 Native Americans fought on the British side, with the largest group coming from the Iroquois tribes, who fielded around 1,500 men. The powerful Iroquois Confederacy was shattered as a result of the conflict. Although the Confederacy did not take sides, the Seneca, Onondaga, and Cayuga nations sided with the British. Members of the Mohawk fought on both sides. Many Tuscarora and Oneida sided with the colonists. The Continental Army sent the Sullivan Expedition on raids throughout New York to cripple the Iroquois tribes, which had sided with the British. Both during and after the war, friction between the Mohawk leaders, Joseph Lewis Cook and Joseph Brant, who had sided with the Americans and the British, respectively, further exacerbated the split. Creek and Seminole allies of Britain fought against Americans in Georgia and South Carolina in 1778. A force of 800 Creeks destroyed American settlements along the Broad River in Georgia. Creek warriors also joined Thomas Brown's raids into South Carolina and assisted Britain during the siege of Savannah. Many Native Americans were involved in the fighting between Britain and Spain on the Gulf Coast and up the Mississippi River, mostly on the British side. Thousands of Creeks, Chickasaws, and Choctaws fought in or near major battles such as the Battle of Fort Charlotte, the Battle of Mobile, and the Siege of Pensacola. But I would like to play, I have two beautiful Indian songs, but I'm going to play one, and if we have time later, I'll play the other. And this is called the Cherokee Morning Song. It's a truly beautiful, beautiful song, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. And here we go.
Oh,
Okay, so that was the Cherokee Morning Song. When I find music on the internet, I often, especially on YouTube, there are comments, and I would like to read someone who wrote this comment about this song. I am not Native American in skin color, but I am a Native American in my heart, soul, and spirit. I have been since I was a child. When I was 7 years old, I took every penny I had to buy a kit to make myself a pair of moccasins. My heart aches to the very depths of my soul for what was done to all Native Americans of this land. I shed tears for them even now. May God keep his loving arms around them, one and all. May he also bring the spirit of Native Americans back into this world. I agree. Let me go and stop to talk a little bit about the involvement of the American French. From 1776, France had informally been involved with French Admiral Latouche Tréville, having provided supplies, ammunition, and guns from France to the United States after Thomas Jefferson had encouraged a French alliance, and guns such as De Valier type were used, playing an important role in such battles as the Battle of Saratoga. George Washington wrote about the French supplies and guns in a letter to General Heath on May 2, 1777, after learning of the American victory at Saratoga. France signed the Treaty of Alliance with the United States on February 6, 1778, formalizing the Franco-American alliance negotiated by Benjamin Franklin. There is a song that is sung by a very popular French, Armenian French singer, Charles Aznavour, and it's called La Boheme. Charles Aznavour was born May 22, 1924, in Paris. He would be 87 years old, and he's an Armenian French singer, songwriter, actor, public activist, and diplomat. And besides being one of France's most popular and enduring singers, he is also one of the best-known singers in the world. He is known for his very short stature and for his unique tenor voice, clear and ringing in its upper reaches, with gravelly and profound low notes. He has appeared in more than 60 movies, composed about 1,000 songs, including 150 at least in English, 100 in Italian, 70 in Spanish, and 50 in German, and sold well over 100 million records. In 1998, he was named Entertainer of the Century by CNN and users of Time Online from around the globe. Well, let's see if, he was in 2009 appointed ambassador of Armenia to Switzerland, as well as Armenia's permanent delegate to the United Nations at Geneva. So let us play Charles Aznavour's La Boheme.
Je vous parle d'un temps que les moins de 20 ans ne peuvent pas connaître. Mon marbre en ce temps-là accrochait ses lilas jusque sous nos fenêtres. Et si l'humble garni qui nous servait de nid ne payait pas de mine, c'est là qu'on s'est connu, moi qui criais famine et toi qui posais nu. Là, ça voulait dire on est heureux. La bohème, la bohème. Nous ne mangeons qu'un jour sur deux. Dans les cafés voisins, nous étions quelques-uns qui attendions la gloire. Et bien que miséreux, avec le ventre creux, nous ne cessions d'y croire. Et quand quelques bistrots, contre un bon repas chaud, nous prenaient une toile, nous récitions des vers groupés autour du poêle en oubliant l'hiver. La bohème, la bohème, ça voulait dire tu es jolie. La bohème, la bohème, et nous avions
souvent il m'arrivait devant mon chevalet de passer des nuits blanches retouchant le dessin de la ligne d'un sein, du galbe d'une hanche. Et ce n'est qu'au matin qu'on s'asseyait enfin devant un café crème. Épuisé mais ravi, fallait-il que l'on s'aime et qu'on aime la vie. Faire un tour à mon ancienne adresse, je ne reconnais plus ni les murs, ni les rues qui ont vu ma jeunesse. En haut d'un escalier, je cherche l'atelier dont plus rien ne subsiste. Dans son nouveau décor, mon maître semble triste et les lilas sont morts. On était fous. La bohème, la bohème, ça ne veut plus rien dire du
Well, thank you, Charles Aznavour. I really enjoyed that. Let us not forget American Haitians. On October 9, 1779, a force of more than 500 Haitian gens de couleur libre, free men of color, joined American colonists and French troops in an unsuccessful push to drive the British from Savannah and coastal Georgia. Though not well known in the U.S., Haiti's role in the American Revolution is a point of national pride for Haitians. After returning home from the war, Haitian veterans soon led their own rebellion that won Haiti's independence from France in 1804. Now, there is a very nice song that I would like to play. It's Legba Nan Baeya, and here we go.
Legba Nan Baeya, Legba.
All right, and that's in celebration of American Haitians. Now we have American Blacks, Africans, Caribbean, and African American slave and free served on both sides during the war. The British recruited slaves belonging to Patriot masters and promised freedom to those who served. Because of manpower shortages, George Washington lifted the ban on black enlistment in the Continental Army in January 1776. Small all-black units were formed in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Many slaves were promised freedom for serving. And another all-black unit came from Haiti from French forces. At least 5,000 black soldiers fought for the revolutionary cause. So I would like to play, I was turned on by this, by Alan Skerritt, Osibisa. And that is an African band. And here it is. I hope you enjoy it. It's a British Afro-pop band founded in London in 1969 by four expatriate African and three Caribbean musicians. And it is widely popular, leading to claims of founding world music. So let me play this. Okay, that was Osibisa, Sunshine Day. Now, I don't want to forget the American Hispanics, Latinos. There were people such as Governor and General Bernardo de Galvez. He was Spanish governor of the Louisiana Territories during the American Revolution, who was a figure that was very important. And one of his officers was Francisco de Miranda, who was born in Caracas, Venezuela. Besides him, there was a Captain Jorge Farragut who came to the U.S. from Spanish island of Menorca to help the American colonists. And besides all of them, it also mentions that there were Hispanic women who participated in the American Revolution. In 1781, the French and American forces were about to abandon their siege of Yorktown, Virginia, for lack of funds. The Cuban women collected money and jewelry so the French expedition could continue the siege. The financial support from these Hispanic women redefined the term patriots. While not soldiers in combat, their contribution to the war effort was significant. Now, we all know that there are always conflicts when we have different groups coming in. And there was the wonderful West Side Story that had the song America between those from Puerto Rico, the women from Puerto Rico, and the men from Puerto Rico arguing the point which was better. And I haven't listened to it in a long time. I'd like to listen to it now. So this is West Side Story's America. Let's go.
Now she's queer for Uncle Sam.
Oh, no. That's not true.
Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion. Let it sink back in the ocean. Always the hurricane's blowing. Always the population growing. And the sunlight streaming, and the natives steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and put that in.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
Okay.
Credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
All right, that's the famous America from West Side Story. Now I'd like to play a party tune. It's a Mexican song called Yandali. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. It's sung by Linda Ronstadt, and it's for the American Mexicans and an entire company of Native Californian Lancers led by Captain Santiago E. Arguello volunteered to serve with American forces under Commodore Robert Stockton. They participated in the battles of La Mesa and Rio San Gabriel in January of 1847. But let's just play this. This is a party song. I don't want to forget, I'm running out of time here, and I don't want to forget the American Italians. There were three Italian regiments, totaling some 1,500 men, fought for American independence, the 3rd Piemonte, the 13th Dupersh, and the Royal Italian. Filippo Mazzai, a Tuscan physician, fought alongside Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry during the American Revolution. And some officers included Captain Cosimo de Medicioff, the North Carolina Light Dragoons, Lieutenant James Bracco, 7th Maryland Regiment, killed at the Battle of White Plains, Captain B. Tagliaferro, 2nd in command of the 2nd Virginia Regiment, 2nd Lieutenant Nicola Tagliaferro of the 2nd Virginia Regiment, and Colonel Richard Tagliaferro, who fell at the Battle of Guilford. That must have been a whole family. And Major John Belli was the quartermaster general of the U.S. Army during 1792 to 1794, and it's believed that Francesco Vigo was the first Italian to become an American citizen, 1747 to 1836. Let's see if you can, American Italians, listen to this song.
Sagliado.
Now, although the German Hessians didn't fight on our side, there were many Germans who did help. And I would like to play, in celebration of our American Germans, this beautiful Marlene Dietrich song, Bitte geh nicht fort, please do not go away. And let's listen to her.
Bitte geh nicht fort, was ich auch getan, was ich auch gesagt. Glaube nicht ein Wort, denk nicht mehr daran. Oft sagt man im Streit Worte, die man dann später tief bereut. Dabei wollt mein Herz ganz dein eigen sein. Denn ich liebe dich, lieb nur dich allein. Bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort. Bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort. Bleibe nah bei mir, gib mir deine Hand. Ich erzähle dir von dem fernen Land, wo man keinen Zorn, keine Tränen kennt, keine Macht der Welt Liebende mehr trennt. Wo auf weiter Flur blüht kein Herzeleid, ein treuer Schwur hält für Ewigkeit. Bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort. Lass mich nicht allein, wenn du mich verlässt, stürzt der Himmel ein. Lass uns so wie einst stumm am Fenster stehen, Traum verloren sehen, wie die Nebel drehen, bis am Himmelszelt voll der Mond erscheint, unsere beiden Schatten liebevoll vereint. Bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort. Bitte geh nicht fort. Glaube mir, ich werd deine Sehnsucht stillen, werd dir jeden Wunsch dieser Welt erfüllen. Werde alles tun, was ich hab versäumt, um die Frau zu sein, die du dir träumt. Lass mich nicht allein, ich beschwöre dich. Lass mich nicht allein, denn ich liebe dich. Bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort, bitte geh nicht fort.
And this following is for my American Asian friends. And it happens to be a Vietnamese song that someone gave to me. It's called Sao An Ra Di. If probably not pronouncing that correctly, but let's listen to this.
Trái tim không như nụ hoa khoe sắc hương thật nồng nàn, không như người ta
before I play another song, I want to mention the American Irish. I am not going to play a song. They had just 2 hours. So the Scotch Irish have been credited with leading the battle for independence from Britain during the American Revolution. In fact, in 1764, one of the first acts of revolt happened when hundreds of armed Scotch-Irish marched on the British government in Philadelphia with a formal remonstrance, protesting their lack of proper representation. The Scotch-Irish came over, says W.E.H. Leckie, their hearts burning with indignation. And in the War of Independence, they were a man on the side of the insurgents. It was these people and their near descendants who contributed 12 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence and 12 of the 54 delegates to the Continental Convention. The Mecklenburg resolves, voted by Scotch-Irish in North Carolina, anticipated by more than a year the famous Declaration at Philadelphia, which marked the birth of our nation. So bravo, American Irish. I am going to play now a song by Colby Yates. And Colby Yates is a professional bull rider that doubles as a singer, and he plays at rodeos. So let's listen to this.
So we met at the Shoe Branch boat ramp parking lot. With three cases full of bootleg beer, a boogie board and not an ounce of fear, down where the water was cool and the girls were hot. And we cruised by the sandbar where all the babes were laying out. And Matt said, let's all moon on. So we pulled our swimsuits down. We were too young to know better, too crazy to care, too dumb to consider. We weren't the reason all the girls were there. So sure we were headed for the perfect summer night, but we were just three stooges on a 4th of July. DJ around the lake so long that his arms got tired and he couldn't hold on. He slid into a boat dock and broke a rib. When we fished him out, he was about in tears, so we slapped his back and we gave him a beer. He said it hurts every time I take a sip.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, that was for all our American country folks and cowboys out there. So there's one last song I'm going to play, but not until the end of the show. And right now, I would like to...
What's the matter, baby?
Menzo, what's the matter?
They're asking Menzo the cat what's the matter, and of course you know what's the matter. Menzo wants to talk about animals right now, and I don't blame her, him, her, but let's talk about some things that are important to our animals. I wanted, of course you know, I always take a lot of my stuff from Best Friends Animal Society. And I wanted to talk about some inspiring people. I don't know if I'll get to all of them. There are some here that are really important to me. And one is, let me see, there is a Lindsay and Jim Stanek from Rio Rancho, New Mexico. This couple founded Paws and Stripes. This is a nonprofit that provides service dogs to veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. The dogs come from shelters and are provided to the vets at no cost. So if you go to PAWS, P-A-W-S-A-N-D, Stripes, STRIPES.org, all one word, you will be able to find more about these dogs that are service dogs. I think that's a real admirable thing. And then there's Bob Baird of DeLand, Florida. And Bob is a former business owner. He's devoting his retirement years to caring for community cats in DeLand and Volusia County, Florida. In addition to feedings, the Vietnam veteran manages trap, neuter, and return rescues and adoptions for 5 colonies of cats. So kudos to Bob Baird and Lindsay and Jim Stanek. There's also, I wanted to talk about, and I don't want to forget this, did you know that HVCC, Hudson Valley Community College, is the only college in the nation now that gives out a community, it's a certificate. Hold on a second. It's the legendary game show host Bob Barker has donated $100,000 to Hudson Valley Community College, HVCC, to create the Bob Barker Animal Advocacy Fund at the college, which will be used to support animal law courses. Boy, do we need them. And it's the only community college in the nation offering this type of academic certificate program in animal advocacy. And some of the courses are animal cruelty investigation, legal issues for animal control, lobbying and legislating for animal protection, and veterinary forensics. And graduates can pursue careers in humane law enforcement, animal control, humane education, shelter management, lobbying, and policy making. I was really impressed when I read that. So the other thing is Strut Your Mutts. Best Friends Animal Society happens to do a Strut Your Mutts every year. They make thousands of dollars, and they're opening up the Strut Your Mutt fundraising component to our No More Homeless Pets coalition groups across the country. So wherever you are in the United States, if you would like to be a part of this so you can get money for your organization, don't miss out. Register your group today and go to coalition, C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N, at bestfriends.org. Now, I very much wanted to do a few other things. I did want to say, end this. I had a few stories, but I'm not going to because I have another song I want to end this with. And it's Life is Bearable When, and a gentleman gave me this, Life is Bearable When There Are Clouds. And he looked at me and he said, oh, you think it's nice when it's sunny. But as Dave's perspective is clouds are to him beautiful and soothing. So you see, folks, life is bearable when everybody has something different. So email me something so that I can see what it is to all of you. And fortune cookie wisdom is any activity becomes creative when the doer cares about doing it right or better. I believe that is so true. But I'm going to end the show with my last song that by Ray Charles. For the 4th of July, I want him to sing America.
To know what you think, WGXC invites.
WGXC is a listener supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air, Agra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Tune in. WGXC 90.7 FM. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items.